Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Fanning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Cole. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Cole. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Fowler. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Art Fowler. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Baker moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Seminick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. McMillan moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan scores. Bell moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Kluszewski scores. Merriman moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McMillan bunts towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Fowler moves to second. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fowler scores. It's 4-1. Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Merriman. The throw from Fanning and he is safe. Merriman steals second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Merriman moves to third. Two outs. Andy Semenuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenuk is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenuk hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 0-for-1 in the game. Fanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-2, Reds. Hal Rice pinch hits for Hal Jeffcoat. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Adam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Fanning goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. Jackie Colum now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Davis now pitching. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Jackie Colum. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Merriman hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Temple reaches second base with a double. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Kluszewski moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harmon pinch hits for Frank Smith. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Harmon now playing third base. Howie Judson now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baker reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Harmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan is hit by the pitch. Borkowski moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Borkowski moves to third. McMillan moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. McMillan scores. It's Cubs, 6, Reds, 6. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Merriman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kluszewski moves to second. Bill Treemel now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Drew's now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kiner hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fanning hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 6. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-4 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nino Escalera pinch runs for Andy Semenik. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon is 0-for-1 in the game. Harmon bunts towards the mound. Treemel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Treemel. Escalera moves to second. Hobie Landreth pinch hits for Carl Drews. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth bunts towards the mound. Treemel fields it and throws to first for the out. Escalera moves to third. Harmon moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Escalera tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7. And Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.